welcome to FrenchPlanations.com. My name is Hunter, and I'm the creator of this site. I'm a French learner just like you, and my goal is to help other learners understand difficult and often poorly taught aspects of the French language. Let's get into today's lesson. Hello, and welcome to this lesson on Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp. If you're listening to this audio, and you're probably on the Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp page on French Planations, or perhaps you've downloaded this lesson to listen to later. Either way, at this point, you've probably got some sort of idea of what Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp is. Perhaps you're taking French at school and you heard it from your teacher, or maybe you just stumbled across it here on French Planations. But whatever the reason is, you've likely at least heard of it. Now, what exactly is Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp, and what does it mean? Well, it's basically a mnemonic, sometimes referred to as a memory aid, taught to French learners to help them remember which French verbs are conjugated with the auxiliary verb, some people prefer to call it a helping verb, être, which you likely already know as the French verb to be. Each letter of Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp is the first letter of one of these verbs. Now, in order to explain what an auxiliary verb is, let's forget about French for a second. I want you to think of the sentence, I have a car. Picture in your mind what this means. When you say, I have a car, you probably think that there's somehow a car in your possession. Perhaps you own it. Maybe you're on vacation and you just rented it. But whatever the situation is, you are in possession of a car. The word have is what signals this possession. Now I want you to think of the sentence, I have driven a car. What does this sentence mean? Well, it means that at some point, whether it be earlier today or 50 years ago, you were in the driver's seat of a car driving. Someone may ask you, have you ever driven a car? To which you would answer, yes, I have driven a car, or no, I have never driven a car. Both the first sentence, I have a car, and the second sentence, I have driven a car, contain the word have. But do you see how they don't really mean the same thing? The word have in the first sentence indicates some sort of possession, whereas the have in the second sentence just sort of helps change the definition of the word to drive. The word have in this sentence is an auxiliary verb. It doesn't really have a meaning on its own. It's just there to help change the tense of the verb to drive. Now, fortunately for us French learners, most French verbs also use the auxiliary verb to have, which of course in French is avoir. However, there are a handful of verbs that instead use the verb to be instead of the verb to have. This, of course, is the verb être. I know this can be a little difficult to understand, so let's look at an example. The verb to fall, tomber, is one of the verbs on the Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp list. In English, you would say, I have fallen. But because this verb is on the Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp list, you would effectively say, I am fallen. I know this sounds weird, but it's what you would say. This sentence in French is, je suis tombé. You would of course still translate it as, I have fallen. But if you were to just translate it word for word, then of course it would be, I am fallen. Every verb on the Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp list can be thought of like this. This is a perfect example of why you can't always translate literally between languages. I keep using sentences like, I have fallen, or I have driven a car, but this does also apply to other verb tenses where an auxiliary verb is used, such as in the sentence, I would have fallen, or I will have fallen. In French, you would say, I would be fallen, or I will be fallen. Most French learners learn about Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp when they are learning about the passé composé tense, which is the tense that I have fallen, or je suis tombé, is in, so that's why I chose to stick with that. So hopefully now you have an idea of what Dr. Mrs. P. Vandertramp is, and how by understanding it, you can improve your French. Thanks so much for listening to this lesson, and hope to see you back on French Planations.